but we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, where Jed Wills had said he made a business decision earlier this year not to play. And we'll ask John Greco about that, who's a former Cleveland Browns offensive lineman and a current analyst. He appears on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken and Anthony. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Did you actually hear the clip about the business decision?
I did, and I have to be honest, I had a few people send me the clip. I think it was from Mary Kay, and at first I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a meme. I thought it was a McNeil meme that I love so much on X. And then I actually listened, and I said, you know, whoa. It took me a few seconds to collect my thoughts and you know, kind of react to it. But, yeah, I did see it. I did hear his words and what he had to say, and what do you got?
Well, I do want to play it for everybody in case some other people didn't hear it. Here is Jed Wills. This is with the question, if I'm not mistaken, with the question about the quote-unquote business decision to not play against the Ravens.
I mean, you'd started the first 57 games every time you were healthy.
Yeah.
So how shocking was this to not?
It was pretty shocking. I mean, I decided myself that I made a business decision not to play after the Bengals game going into that Ravens game because I was injured. And then the next week is when I received the news. So, I mean,
do you think that they misinterpreted the business decision?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
I mean, John, everywhere I go to and everything I've learned about football is like this is one of the ultimate insults that you can say. And he said it about himself.
Yeah. So, guys, the term business decision has been used since, you know, people started putting actual face masks on helmets.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more of a joke. It was just like, you know, you'd see a guy get beat or you'd see a guy out on the field on tape do something where it looked like he was giving minimal effort. And in the film room, we used to be like, jokingly, oh, this guy's making a business decision. I mean, every position group says it since the beginning of time, since I first started playing football. And to hear a guy actually say it, to actually say it about himself, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. So, look, obviously Jed's dealing with some injuries and, you know, he gets it. He's trying to set himself up for his next chapter, whatever that is, whether it's with the Browns or a different team. I'm not going to speculate on that right now, but I just wouldn't have gone that route. I wouldn't have said those things. If you're medically cleared by the team and the team says, no, you're healthy enough to go out there, and for you to say that, I was just shocked. I can't imagine ever playing, especially offensive line, and hearing a fellow teammate, a guy in the room, say that and voluntarily hold out of a game for whatever reason. I was just a little bit taken back and surprised by it, guys.
Yeah, John, I heard the exchange, everything that was said around it, and we were all stunned. We were all sitting there speechless when we first started sending this to each other, and we just couldn't believe it. At the same time, the more I listened to it, it sounded like somebody who has lost all confidence, already knows he's struggling when healthy, and feels like going out there when he's not healthy is just a recipe for disaster all the way around. So what do the Browns do with that information if they perceive it to be the same way that I do?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Anthony. And obviously the Browns have made their decision and made their lineup change and move by benching him. So if that's the case, if he's worried about poor play because of an injury, then maybe he should seek a second opinion and go see a doctor or somebody outside of the Browns staff, because if they are clearing him and he's still not ready to play, or if he thinks he's hurt, then he should shut it down or at least get a medical opinion that says that. And I don't know, put him on IR. Because are we going to play this game each week where it's like, you know, if somebody that's in the lineup that actually gets hurt or dinged and he's out there, can the team rely on that to help them win? You know, I don't know. You have a guy that's on the roster now that's in that room that everybody in the room knows, well, you know, he's not healthy enough to start, but in a pinch when we have to rely on him, if it's a close game and somebody's, you know, shoe falls off and he has to go in on a third down and, and we have to rely on him to pick up a blitz, is he going to be ready to do that? So all of these things are going through everyone's mind in that room, and Kevin Stefanski, and you know, everybody's got to think, you know, can we rely on this guy to go in there when his number's called and execute? I don't know. And if for him, yes, he's got a lot going on. He hears the outside noise, how he's been criticized, and rightfully so. So, yeah, he's thinking about his immediate future and what that might look like. But I just don't think that was the right thing to say and the right way to go about it. You know, behind closed doors, tell the trainers, you know, I'm just not ready. What can we do? Can you know, work with me here? I just don't feel like I'm ready to go out there that I can give my best effort and performance. But to say those things, those choice of words, my gosh, I thought it was a bad look.
Is there a level of resentment with his teammates?
I can't speculate on that, Ken. I know if it was me, I think just behind closed doors, everybody is sharing the same thing. Like I just can't believe that was said. Now, you know, everybody's going to show up to work and still be buddy-buddy with them, and life's going to, you know, go on. But I would have to think at some point a little bit. That's just human nature to think that way. But, I mean, my God, everybody else is banged up. Everybody else is playing hurt, you know, and they're making business decisions of playing hurt and staying in there and riding this thing out. It's 2-7. Of course, guys can shut it down, but they're making business decisions and staying in there and playing. You know, maybe they're not 100%. Maybe what they're putting out there on tape isn't their best. But my God, they're still out there giving it their all because they signed up for it, and that's what we do as football players.
Is there ever a time where, as a player, you would be hoping that the doctors would make you inactive for a game? Because that's what it sounded to me, was like he was surprised one week that he was active given his injuries.
Yeah, I see, that's the thing, Anthony. Injuries, it's such a gray area. I mean, you know, there's the obvious ones that's like, no, you're out. I mean, it is what it is. Now, things like this where, you know, your knee feels unstable, or, you know, these hamstring injuries, these soft tissue injuries that really only the player knows his body best, obviously. But these doctors get paid for a reason, and, I mean, it's just medicine and science. Like, you look at it, and you're like, you watch the guy move during the pregame warm-ups or at practice, during his rehab, and you're watching him move, and it's like, you know, can he be effective on Sundays, yes or no? I feel like that's a black-and-white answer. A pretty cut and dry answer. So, you know, have I ever seen that? No. It's always been the case where it's like, you know, your body, you go out there and you test it. You say, hey, my knee's banged up. It's swollen. Let's drain the thing. Let me go out there and move. Hey, I'm moving pretty well. I can play. Or it just doesn't look right. It doesn't look good. And you all mutually agree that, like, no, I'm not putting myself and the team in the best situation. But this, it seems like no one's on the same page, and I'm just struggling to know why that is.
What is the level of trust between players and doctors when it comes to a team? You know, I want to be sensitive to the parties involved here to a degree, because, I mean, you go back to Trent Williams. I mean, he went after Washington some years ago, and threatened to never play again, and wanted to file a lawsuit, and a lot of other things. I mean, but he was dealing with obviously something very serious. Is there an ever growing gap, do you think, between players and organizations?
I don't think so, Ken. I mean, these guys are medical professionals, and there's a whole big staff of them, and you have different opinions, and you have different guys you can see. And the NFL Players Union has made it very easy that you can deal with your agent and seek a second opinion. So that option is available. And that's why – and that protects against, you know, something like this from happening. So if you think that there's something going on and there's a disagreement between you and the medical staff and the doctors on the team – then absolutely you should go seek a second opinion, because those guys aren't perfect. They're only looking at the data that they're seeing from MRIs, from x-rays, from, you know, examining the injury spots and the areas, and they're, you know, getting their heads together. But, you know, everyone's entitled to seek a second opinion. So is there a lack of trust? I don't think so. At the end of the day, does everybody want to hear what they want to hear? Probably. But if you go in and, you know, the doctors and the surgeons and the trainers are saying, you know, yeah, that, you know, there's nothing wrong with you structurally. Are you sore? Of course. Is there fluid? Is there swelling? Of course. But everybody's got that. So that's when you just have to seek a second opinion, get the answer that you want, that you're looking for, and then I guess shut it down.
John Greco joining us, former Browns guard, current analyst. Za'Darius Smith, that trade. Robert Mays from The Athletic, he called it a, quote, soft reset. Would you rather, if you were the Browns, would you rather reset or tear it down and rebuild?
You know, guys, obviously, as you know, I've been a part of a lot of soft resets, full resets, medium resets, you know, every year it felt like. I'm in the opinion that if you know that you have a solid foundation and structure and you think that you can, you know, you're two or three pieces away from flipping the switch, then I think you should do that. But sometimes things happen and it requires a full reset. Now, you know, I don't know the Browns specifically. You see teams every year that go from worst to first, and it's like, my God, they made like three moves, and if it can work for them, why can't it work for us? So I don't know what a full, you know, reset means. You know, does that mean you fire every staff member, every coach, every player, but four or five players or young players? I don't know, but I think it's kind of picking and playing with key positions, getting some veterans in, which they have. Obviously, this is one of the oldest older rosters with obviously high paid. But I think that there's a way to kind of say, look, who's going to be here for the next few years while this window hopefully is still somewhat open. But we have to make some changes. So I don't know what that looks like. Soft reset, moving one guy to a team that's going to be fighting for a championship. I don't know. I don't know if I'd necessarily say that. I think they were just trying to trade any capital they had to try to get some picks. But, you know, I'm hoping that if these guys are around next year, that, and when I say these guys, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, hopefully that they can architect a way to pull a couple guys in that changes the face of this team and roster that catapults them into a contender.
Browns fan cruise coming up in March. I believe you are going. John, can you tell us about it?
Yes, absolutely. I went last year in the inaugural fan cruise, and I didn't know what to expect, guys, and it was a blast. You know, seeing guys that I used to play with, watching Browns greats that I, you know, grew up watching, interacting with them and hanging out with them on the ship for a week and on the beach and all of the destinations, spots that we stopped at. But really just seeing the fans and connecting with them on a different level. Because when you play, it's like here, you know, yes, I'd love to sign this. I'd love to take a picture with your grandson or your kid or you or whatever. Hey, this is going up at your local VFW. That's terrific. That's awesome. But it always feels rushed. This was kind of a chance to slow it down, to connect with fans on a different level. And we would have dinner with them. They would ask intuitive questions. It wasn't just like, hey, did you play with Johnny Manziel? It was really fans asking and connecting. And they're smart, guys. They knew, you know, the second year I played, how, you know, they would ask questions about that season. And the fifth year I played, ask questions about that season. You know, really just taking the time to connect with fans on a different level and competing against one another and with fans. And it gives the fans a chance to connect with one another. And it's a small world, guys. You know, we were in Jamaica and you meet a guy and, oh, hey, I'm from Youngstown. My daughter went to Poland. My daughter went to Boardman. Graduated a year behind you. So it was just a great opportunity to connect with different generations of Browns players and fans that have been around fans their whole lives.
Mm-hmm. John, it's wonderful. We thank you very much. Can we ever cruise with John, Tone?
Where do you want to go?
Boca. Wait a minute. That's in the States, right? Belize. What about Belize, Tone? Where's that at? Is that around here?
Do Belize?
We'll do Belize. I think I've actually, it's not what it used to be from what I hear.
That was a ski trip. Not a cruise.
John, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours. We'll talk to you again next week.
Guys, thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you. John Greco on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.